It's time for the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show. I'm Paul Ramel for Q92 Sports. This morning we will visit with area baseball coaches to see how their teams did this past week and what's on the schedule for this week. Now, the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show right here on Q92. A good Saturday morning, everyone. Paul Ramel here in the studio for another baseball coaches show here on Q92. Well, with Dragon Fest going on in Madison today, we have the parade at 11 o'clock, so you still got plenty of time. Come on over to Madison and catch the Dragon Fest parade. Goes down Main Street by the swimming pool park in front of the courthouse, so if you want to line up there, so it'll be fun this morning. We're going to turn our attention to Roseland Express Baseball right now. Travel over to Roseland, visit with Tyler Ottoman, the manager of the Express. Good morning, Tyler.
Morning, Paul.
How many Major League Baseball stadiums have you been in?
30 of them? I believe. No, I have not been to 30 of them, but I have been to a few of them. I've been to the Metrodome and Target Field, okay. Wrigley Park, and then I went to Fenway and PNC Park, the Pittsburgh Pirates ballpark, and I've been to Cooperstown, so I've been to a couple of them, but not as many. So yeah.
I know Brian Fernals, he's been to probably over 20 parks, him and his family, so yeah, that's pretty cool that you can visit all of them. So
yeah, that is pretty cool.
Lee had pretty strong opinions on Fenway Park in Boston. How about you?
What did you think of it? I liked it at the time. I was just 21, and we got to kind of check things out. And just I liked Fenway better than I did Wrigley, but Wrigleyville, it's kind of a cool place. All the bars behind right field, and it's kind of a neat. The ballpark was, I didn't think much of it, but everything around it was a little bit nicer, I thought. Yep. So
the atmosphere.
Yes, the atmosphere was up there, and it was a lot of fun, especially after the game and everything you can go do and just walk. It's kind of like they shut down the road, and you can walk up and down and go bar to bar. It was a very fun atmosphere to go to.
Yep. Yeah, I've been to Wrigley Field, too. It's quite the atmosphere there, catching a Cubs game.
So. Yep.
All right, how about the Rosen Stadium over there in Rosen? What do you think about that stadium?
I enjoyed, obviously. I've been there for 20 years playing or coaching, so the atmosphere is up there with anybody else in our league, in my opinion. So we have a great fan base, and it's kind of hard to beat. So
I agree 100%. It's one of the best town ball communities around. So
yes, it's funny when you get somebody that's not from around here, like doing our Bushlight invite or. I know we had Baseball 365 a few years ago on a Sunday. We played for the championship game, and they couldn't believe the fans that showed up on a Sunday evening or late afternoon to watch two teams. So they were envious of the attendance that we had there. So
good. I think the Orlando Ducks League as a whole has got to lead the state in attendance at times. So I would say anyway.
They're up there. They're not too bad. I know, like the Stearns County up in that area, that they have a strong attendance, especially during regions. They get quite a few fans. I mean, 5,000-6,000 fans in a region tournament. So I mean, they're one of the highest attended. So
where's that again, Tyler?
Up in Stearns County, up in that area, kind of towards St. Cloud, Painesville,
Cold Spring. Okay.
Yep. Okay. So they have a very strong attendance. So yeah, the whole state of Minnesota sports town baseball very well. Really one of the only states that have a strong attendance. So
right.
That's kind of cool to see and be a part of.
Yeah, I know Fox 9 Television in the cities, they go to visit different town ball fields during their broadcast during the week. So
yep, every Wednesday night they do that.
Yep, I got to get him out here.
Yeah, man, you just got to get on the metro. And like they said, you know, once you get to Litchfield, they think that's a pretty far west. They still have to go another couple hours out west to see see the rest of the state.
That's right.
So,
all right, let's talk Rosen Express baseball. And how'd you guys do this past week?
Yeah, Rosen hosted our annual 4th of July game against Clinton last Saturday. And it was kind of a back-and-forth affair. Both teams had a lead, and Rosen got off to an early start here. Rosen scored one run in the bottom of the fourth by Davis Patcher singling. And then Preston Kraft got another single. And then Dylan Keimig with a single, an RBI single, to get Rosen on the board, getting 1-0. And then Caden Mortensen started the bottom of the fifth inning, getting the single to get on. And then Nate Strong with a double, RBI double, to get Rosen up 2-0. And Rosen held on to that lead until the top of the eighth, when Clinton kind of got on by our pitcher, kind of lost kind of track and a few walks, and finally Clinton got on the board with a single, a couple singles, and eventually scoring four runs in the top of the eighth inning. At that time, Clinton was leading 4-2. Then Rosen responded with a run by Davis Patcher singling and stealing second, and Preston Kraft with an RBI single to get to the score 4-3. And then after that, Rosen could not respond with another run in the bottom of the ninth, and Clinton ended up winning 4-3 that day. Some stats on the day. Devin Boot started the game. He went 5 innings, giving up 2 hits, no runs, 1 hit by pitch. He walked 1 and struck out 3. Evan Ingesmo then came in relief. He went 2 innings, giving up no hits, no runs. He walked 3 and struck out 1. Dylan Keimig came in. And he didn't record an out, but he gave up 2 hits, 4 runs, 4 earned runs, hit 1 batter, and kind of walked 3. So far, Dylan's a new guy on our team, and it was kind of uncharacteristic from what I've seen. Just didn't have it. He said he just couldn't locate, and kind of an unfortunate spot. So then we turned to Mike Shakey quick, and he went an inning and a third, giving up 1 hit, hit 1 batter, walked 1 and struck out 2. And then Damian Plotsky came in after him and recorded the final 2 outs by striking out 2 guys, giving up no hits, no runs, and no walks. Leading hitting on the day was Davis Patzer with 2 hits and a stolen base, and Preston Kraft had 2 hits and an RBI and a hit by pitch. Other guys that had hits was Nate Strong had a hit, which was a double and an RBI. Dylan Keimig had a hit, a stolen base, and an RBI. Landon Weber had a hit. And also Caden Mortensen had a hit and scored a run. So that was the kind of the hitting stats on the day. Rosen ended up losing 4-3 on the 4th of July.
Mm. Yeah, traditionally, a big tradition over there, 4th of July game in Rosen.
Yes, I mean, it always seems like we play in the 4th and we have a strong attendance, kind of no matter who we play.
Right.
You know, Loch Parle's 125th, we had a very strong showing where people were parking outside of Rosen just to get into the ball field. So,
wow.
It always seems like that's something to do. It gives some people something to do before they go back to the lakes or before they go watch fireworks. So it was another well-attended game.
Good.
On the 4th.
All right. All right, anything else on that game? Or you had another game this week?
Yeah, we also played on Wednesday. Rosen headed up to Chicago and took on the Chicago Coyotes. That was kind of a same situation, kind of a back and forth a little bit. Not as many runs scored, just only a few runs combined, but it was a back-and-forth game. The bottom of the third, Chicago got on by an error and eventually scored on an error. So then Rosen responded right away in the top of the fourth inning by Landon Weber getting a double, and then Connor Ohm coming up and getting on and scoring Weber from second, tie of the game. But then there wasn't another run scored until the bottom of the eighth inning by their leadoff hitter getting on and eventually stealing second, and then just a bloop hit by their cleanup hitter scoring him. Rosen ended up losing that game 2-1.
Another close game.
Yeah. Rosen, we've lost. We're 3-4 in the league right now, and all four of our losses have been by one run.
Oh, gee.
Tied by one run. So we're in every game. We just... all our phases aren't clicking at the same time, and right now it seems like we're just not getting enough guys on base or not putting enough pressure on the defense. So
right.
It's putting pressure on our defense. But some stats on the day, hitting wise, there wasn't much to talk about. But Devin Boots had a hit on the day in a stolen base. Landon Weber had a hit in an RB or in a double, I should say, for the walk. And then Dominic Berger had a hit, pinch hit. That was our three hits. Drew Boots got walked, and Dylan Keimig got two walks. So we had a couple guys on base, just couldn't get much mustard there and to keep things rolling.
Okay.
On pitching-wise, Mike Shakey started the game and went all eight innings. He gave up, or in eight innings there, he gave up four hits. Two runs, which one was earned. He walked one and hit one guy, but then he also struck out nine guys. So Mike really isn't much of a strikeout pitcher, but yeah, he had things kind of going and working there, so he might have kept us in the game. Just couldn't get the key hit in the key time, so we're Chicago dead. So Rosen ended up losing the game 2-1 against Chicago.
Okay. All right, what do you have coming up this week then?
Yeah, this week, Sunday, tomorrow, we will be playing Madison in Madison at 4 o'clock against the Mallards. And then before we come on the radio next week, we play Friday in Ortonville against the Ortonville Rocks.
Okay.
At 8 o'clock. So kind of two local teams. Our team's kind of divided up by Ortonville and Lock Barrel players, so kind of you could say two rivalry games coming up here. So
okay, I know on Sunday in Madison, here before your game, Mallards are doing a Legends game. Some of the people that guys that have played for the Mallards in the past are putting together a game. So we'll see if they can make it to first base.
Right, I feel like I know a lot more players better on that team than I do, it seems like, now that's playing. So
all right, well, good luck this week, Tyler, and we'll talk to you next Saturday then.
All right, sounds good. I appreciate it, Paul. Thank you.